Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Exodus 31 is our passage for today on day 125 of this three-year journey through the Bible, one chapter at a time. Let's pray and ask the Lord's help. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the variety and the beauty and the depth and the wonder of your word. We pray that as we look at Exodus 31 today, you would help us to understand it, and that you would write your word on our hearts for your glory in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Exodus chapter 31. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood, to work in every craft. And behold, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And I have given to all able men ability, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furnishings of the tent, the table and its utensils, and the pure lampstand with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin and its stand, and the finely worked garments, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons for their service as priests, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do." And the Lord spoke to Moses, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, 'Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. Whoever does any work on it, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall be put to death. Therefore the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever. It shall be a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave to Moses, when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God." Exodus chapter 31 in the English Standard Version. As always, we're using crosswaysesv.org website for our on-screen text display. We're thankful for this. We have two major things covered in Exodus 31. There's the calling and gifting of Bezalel and Aholiab, who are trained, skilled craftsmen who are going to do the creative work as the people bring to them the offerings. And then we have the emphasis on the Sabbath. So let's talk about Bezalel and Aholiab. God called Bezalel by name. He says he filled him with the Spirit of God. He was anointed by God's Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, in carving wood, and every craft. And with him appointed Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, and he said, "I've given to all able men ability, that they may make all that I commanded you." God gifts everyone with the gifts that they have for service within his church. Sometimes we think of the pastor and the elders as being the gifted and called and set apart ones because we teach and preach the word of God and we lead the people spiritually as shepherds of the flock. But everyone within the church, everyone within the company of God's people has gifts and ability and knowledge and skill, and all of these come from God. Now, I'm sure Bezalel, probably when he was in Egypt, studied all of these areas. I'm sure he worked hard at perfecting his artistic designs in gold and silver and bronze and learning how to cut precious gemstones and setting them in their setting places and carving wood. He was a trained and skilled craftsman, and so was Aholiab. But just because they worked hard at it and were trained and skilled doesn't mean it didn't come from God. And just because God called them and filled them with the Spirit and blessed them and set them apart to the work didn't mean they didn't have to work hard at it and study and practice and perfect their skill and their craft. This is one of the things that we sometimes separate out in a way that we artificially make distinction between, well, if God calls and separates a person, he's going to supernaturally empower them, and then there's nothing for us to do. We're just going to sit back and do nothing, and or you can work hard and try to do it on your own, and then, you know, it's just man's work. So we separate out like God's work and man's work and God's sovereignty and man's responsibility, and don't separate what God doesn't separate. God puts them together. Bezalel and Aholiab had to work hard. They had to be trained. They had to study. They had to apply themselves. All of the men of ability have been given their ability by God. That's what we read in the second half of verse 6. I have given to all able men ability. Able men, those who have ability, their ability has been given by God, that they may make all that I have commanded you. So God's work within his church, the tabernacle is another picture of the church, as well as a picture of Christ and the gospel and God and worship and holiness. It's a picture of the life of the church as well. Everybody has a part to play, and that part is gifted by God, but also requires diligence and faithfulness on our part. So as a pastor, I believe very firmly that God has called me to the pastorate, that he has gifted me to preach and teach his word, that he has put me in the position that he's put me in at Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. But that doesn't mean I can just skate through my week, like working on my golf swing or, you know, taking up some hobbies, and I'll just come up Sunday morning and I'll wait for the Spirit to move and to give me something to say to the people. No, I have a responsibility to take the ability God has given me and apply myself with due diligence throughout the week to study God's Word, to be in prayer, to be in preparation, so that I'm ready, so that I'm a faithful workman with the Word of God. And that's true whatever God calls you to do within the church, whether that's serving in the nursery or teaching a Sunday school class or helping out at the food table or helping set up and tear down. You know, we do our set up and tear down every week at Forest Hill because we're in rented space. And there's a lot of people who are needed to do that work every week. And God calls them and God equips them and they work hard and they're doing their part. And Lord willing, we're getting ready to undertake a building campaign. It's going to take generous giving, it's going to take a lot of prayer, and it's going to take a lot of work for us to get the building that God has planned for us. Second part of this is this call to keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a special gift that God gave his people, an opportunity one day in seven to rest and to worship. We are still given a Sabbath today in Christ. The day has been shifted from Saturday to Sunday, and the focus has been shifted from a creation rest to a new creation anticipation. And so the name of it has been changed from the Sabbath to the Lord's Day, but it is still a gift. Part of it is an acknowledgement of our humanity. We are human beings. We are limited creatures. We have to sleep 7 or 8 hours a night, and we have to rest one day in seven. If we go, 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 and push, 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 and we never rest, we burn out. We get frazzled, we get fried, because we're not limitless in our resources. Only God is. And so the call to rest, but it's a solemn rest, holy to the Lord, verse 15 says, because our rest comes from God and is to be in God. And in the Lord's Day, the Christian Sabbath, our rest spiritually and eternally comes from the resurrection of Christ, his victory over sin and death, and our rest comes from Christ, and our rest should be in Christ, and that's why it's the Lord's Day, and that's why it's very important that every Lord's Day we are gathered with his people to worship him. We gather with his people to worship him because it is a day set apart, a day holy unto the Lord. We remember that we are creatures, that God is our God, that Jesus is our Savior, and that his victory over sin and death is our redemption. And so the call remains for us to rest in Christ from our self-righteousness, from our works, from our worldly labors and recreations, and to focus on Christ, to receive rest from Him, and to actively worship and glorify Him and rest in Him. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for gifting your church with many people who each have a part to play in how your church functions and how it is built up. Thank you for the gift of Sabbath rest, of one day in seven, when we can stop the normal busyness of our lives and receive rest as a gift in Christ and actively seek to worship you and to bless one another with encouragement as we worship together, as we fellowship together, as we enjoy the day you've given to us. Help us to worship, to rest, to serve for your glory and by your grace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, tomorrow we are going to continue in Exodus chapter 32, and I'm warning you, we're taking a dark turn. We've come to the end of God's giving of the instructions for the tabernacle to Moses, and now we're going to see the rebellion of the people that they engaged in while Moses was on the mountain. So join us for that tomorrow. Have a blessed day in the Lord.